Radio, radio check.
Bill, KO4HK.
The sheriff's debate last night, I moderated it. It went well. I was a little shocked that it went as well as it did, but now I can sit back and not worry about other people for a day.
You'll be able to do it that long?
I'll buy groceries today, and then I'm drawing the blinds and locking the doors and sitting in the dark and listening to silence.
Blame you after having to deal with something like that.
We had Chuck Wright resign in disgrace, and Chuck has always been a bigger-than-life figure. And now you got a bunch of guys that had run against him. You got some guys that tried to narc him out, but all these guys are looking at a job they want to get, and I mean, they're coming out of the woodwork.
And I remember, I heard a little bit about what went on with him, and I can only imagine what's coming out of the woodwork. Like I said, I hadn't been listening to anything for the last month, so I hadn't been keeping up.
You're not missing much. I think I know who's going to win it if it keeps on in the current trajectory. And we had about half of them are just a bunch of old guys that have been in law enforcement for a long, 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 you know, 40-plus years. And I'm just sitting here going, well, how long are you going to last if you win the election?
Hopefully there'll be a standout in the crowd here for the public to get behind and somebody decent to do the job.
The knee.
Doing good. Really can't complain about it at all. At this point, I would recommend it. If somebody's having knee pains, I would recommend them having surgery.
I have to save my pennies on it or wait until I'm on Medicare to think about doing something like that. Most of my body hurts already anyway, so my knees, just being a part of that choir, don't affect me that much at the moment.
Let me change my mind. I've been putting this off for at least 6 years, but it's getting to the point where I couldn't go, and I would just stop, and it was affecting my quality of life, so I said it's time to do something about it. I'm too young for that, and that's where we're at today.
Was it a step van or a box truck?
A box truck. It was had a 24-foot box on a 337 Pete chassis.
Getting out of the truck and landing, which knee did you have replaced?
Which is my dominant knee.
20 years in the route business, and I always had to step down, and then I decided I wanted a pickup truck, and I got a Ford F-150, which was, it wasn't a jacked up truck or nothing, but it was still higher than a regular vehicle. So stepping down on that, I had to trade cars because I started growing a miniature knee below my left knee. Some sort of a growth is there now.
Well, I mostly drive my Excursion now, which has running boards on it and able to step in, no trouble at all. But other than that, my pickup truck, I don't drive it once or twice a year, and I hadn't drove it in over a year because I'm having it redone. So that's not the issue. It was getting in and out of the truck, going up and down those steps every day, and lots of twisting and turning on just that one leg.
A hydraulic lift gate on the back of it?
It's got a lift gate on the back.
Delivered a few toolboxes in your time that you had to get on and off of that truck.
Did, and I still got a few of them to deal with.
Leftover inventory.
Had two toolboxes on the time when I closed down the business, and one of them I've got rid of, or getting rid of. I'm doing some horse trading with a guy to get some grading work done. And the other one, I got to figure out what I'm going to do with it.
We'd have another project they could do with that one.
I'll get rid of it one day. But if not, I'll put it in use here at the house.
I have too many toolboxes. KQ4, Yankee Charlie, India.
That'll be, if I end up keeping that one, that'll be my fourth one.
I've got two upstairs in my studio. I prefer to use toolboxes instead of gun safes.
In some ways, they're better because you can lay things out and try to stand them up all the time. I don't know. It's just easier. But you're not the only one that does that. I know several people.
Gun safe just sort of screams, I got guns. And a toolbox in a studio, that could be housing anything. And anybody bad enough to get those toolboxes back down the stairs when they're full of stuff, they probably deserve to get them.
Kind of how I feel about it.
That, I think I'm going to pull the HF antenna out today and stretch it out in the backyard and figure out how I would actually situate this thing and give it a shot.
All you really can do is experiment. Just keep trying and you'll find something that works.
Things I could try. I can try to bring the ATOS 120 down and stick it on a magnetic or on a metal table and hope that grounds it and maybe get that kit that you showed me and run the cable up into the house and try that. I can try this bipole thing that'll actually be like a elevated V the way I can set it up because I can't do it, you know, left to right. And if I found something vertical that didn't show from behind the house, that's really the only three options I have.
Lots of options out there. You can figure it out. It just takes some time and experimentation.
Power cables. Thinking about if that's going to mess with wave propagation.
I've got power lines running right by my house, too, and it doesn't bother me too bad. It can increase your noise floor. But just put it up and try, like I said. And then as you go, you'll figure it out.
First thing I got to do is get a 12-volt battery that I can plug into the 891, and I'm going to come outside and try the ATOS. Because if I could just use the ATOS, I'd rather just use the ATOS.
Simple.
Videos of these guys getting on like the 7,000 or the 7 band and the 3 band and it actually tuning up if it's outside.
There's lots of information on there to use, and some of it good, some of it not so good, and some of it will work in the situation they're in, but may not for you. So you just have to take everything with a grain of salt and learn what you can from it.
Out for the day, and I just wanted to touch base and make sure everybody was above on my side of the grass anyway. So KO4HKX, KQ4 Yankee Charlie India, I am clear, sir. 73s to you.
Bill, you have a good day and good to hear from you, and enjoy your peace and quiet. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.